This is a very tired Radio Kate, sitting here in the lofty heights of the Virgin Trains first class lounge, big glass box overlooking Manchester Piccadilly Station. First class, I hear you say. Not really your style, is it, Kate? But here is a nifty little trick. If you're travelling somewhere on a non-first class ticket, what you can do is buy a first class ticket to the next closest place and then use the facilities in the lounge, which happen to be coffee or tea or drinks and snacks and apples and a newspaper and here an excellent place to watch people. So I've bought a £2.65 single to Stockport, which is good because I've got to wait until 6:15. It's currently now 5:20. Wait until 6:15 so that I can accompany Radio's Mr. James Cridland on the train back to London so he doesn't get lonely. And James, what are you up to over here?
I'm just sort of fiddling with some of the photographs that I've taken at the Radio Festival, and I'll be uploading them when we have some Wi-Fi that works.
Well, I did suggest they turn their router off and on again, and I've also suggested that you go and fix it for them because you do technical things sometimes, but so far no internet.
I think it's health and safety.
Oh.
Yeah, there. I think that's how it works. Yeah.
Well, don't unleash your James onto the world. Kind of health and safety.
Well, I think it's just that's electricity, so you can't do that. I was told at the festival that I wasn't allowed to bring my bag into the theatre because, you know, I might block a fire exit. And I said, why don't you just tell me just not to block the fire exit with my bag? But, oh no, sorry, sir. Health and safety.
I was recently at a conference and I needed some juice for my computer. And I was in a big, huge conference hall. And all they were doing was having a tiny focus group at the front of it. And I was just taking some pictures. So I thought I'd go and plug my laptop into the plug socket at the side of the wall. And I was told I was not allowed to do that because it was it might be a trip hazard. So I then said, well, I could stand next to it so that nobody would trip over it. And then I would be blocking a fire exit. So then, or a fire pathway. So they said no. So I asked what on earth the sockets were there for in the first place. And apparently it's the cleaners. So that's useful, isn't it?
Handy. That's exactly what you want. I like rules. Rules are good.
So what can you see out the window here, James? Pick a person. Describe him.
I can see a man with a Brompton. Very, very good. With a bright yellow jacket, wearing a silly helmet, which you don't have to wear. And frankly, actually, wearing a helmet is more dangerous than wearing. Oh, he's running now. He's running. He's catching the 17:29 to Newcastle.
There's another runner. Look at him go.
Wow. Come on, you've got 3 minutes to catch the train.
Yeah. And we've still got another 50 minutes, so I think I'll stop babbling now, but that's where we're at. So if you find yourself at a train station with time to kill and you want some Wi-Fis and coffee juice, then this is what we suggest. Find the closest station, buy yourself a first-class ticket, and make the most of the facilities. Have a good day.